Harrison Brooks, you are a sophomore at Northwestern, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now that we've established that, instead of me trying to explain what you're up to, which I think, by the way, is an incredible idea, you explain it because it's your idea. It's your baby. What is it?
Yeah. So I created a new card game called Fourth Down that I like to say packs in the excitement of football into a deck of cards. And so it's the second card game that I've created. The first one I created back when I was in high school, and it's called Elevator Up. And so Fourth Down is an adaptation of Elevator Up that sort of really brings that excitement of football and really opens it up to all the fans of football. And so what I'm really on a mission to do is really like refresh old school fun through card games, because card games were so important to my childhood and connecting with my friends and family. And so I just want to help other people do just that.
Well, you're very obviously very intelligent and very industrious. And when you say you're transferring professional football, or any football rather, to the excitement of football to a card game, you have, it's not just any old deck of cards. You have your own specific cards manufactured, right?
Yes, exactly.
So instead of, what are they? Instead of, they're not jacks, queens, two, you know what I'm saying? What are, they're not suits. What are they?
Yeah, so there are two types of cards. We have just regular yard cards, and then there are special cards. So sort of what would be the just regular 1 through 10 in a deck of cards, if I were to draw, or not 1 through 10, 2 through 10 in a deck of cards, would be the yard. So that's, we go from 10 yards, 20 yards, et cetera. And so that's sort of the core to the game. But then we also have these special cards like touchdown, timeout, fumble, interception. And those throw in some more excitement, make the game feel more interesting, and really give it its fun.
So what is the goal of the game? I mean, how does one win this game?
Yeah, so the goal is to be the first player out of cards.
Uh-huh. Well, no, go ahead. It sounds like you were going to take it away.
So the way that players get rid of all their cards and what actually make Fourth Down feel really different than a lot of the other traditional card games like Uno that you might have played before is it's actually set up differently. So each player goes through three phases of the game independently. So there are cards that you'll put face down on the table, cards face up on the table, and then cards in your hand. And you'll do this all in the beginning. And so first you'll play just with the cards in your hand that only you can see. Mm-hmm. Then once you finish that phase, you'll play with the cards face up on the table that everyone can see. And then right at the end, there's some mystery cards that are the ones face down on the table. So that's where the real excitement comes into play.
How many cards in a deck, if deck is still a term?
It's 50 cards.
And how many people can play it at one time?
I recommend 2 to 5, but you can also combine two decks and play with more people.
Wow. What kind of reaction have you gotten from people? You're a sophomore at Northwestern. You know, this is a pretty intricate concept that you've come up with. And when you say to somebody, yeah, what he's doing is he's taking the excitement of football and transferring it to a card game. I mean, that's brilliant. What's the reaction of your friends and family and other people that you come in contact with?
Yeah, so it's still really fresh. I launched Fourth Down, yesterday was its launch on Kickstarter.
Really?
For crowdfunding. Yes, brand new. But so I can speak about my first game and its response and how that led to Fourth Down.
Oh, please do.
So I created my first game, Elevator Up, as I mentioned, And I started that when I was pretty young. I think it was around when I was 12, and it was just pieces of printer paper cut up because I just loved to play games, and so I wanted to make my own. And then over the years, I adapted it, changed things, modified the rules, until I realized I had something that I was really proud of, and I wanted to share it with people. But I felt like a game needed a theme, and so that's when I'm from New York City, and I grew up there, and so elevators were part of daily life. And so that's when I decided, you know what, an elevator theme would be great. And then by this time, I'm 17, and it's the COVID pandemic, June of 2020, and I decided to launch it. And I started putting it on Amazon. I didn't really know what I was doing, but I just sort of went for it. And then I eventually discovered that Elevator Up's most loyal fan base and has been so consistently loyal to it were actually elevator enthusiasts. And I didn't even realize that was a community that existed. But
right.
Elevator Up really spoke to them. And so that's when I realized that these card games could allow people to really like celebrate their passions through a deck of cards. And so what's a better passion to celebrate than football?
Right. And it's, you know, it's opposite. It goes in a completely opposite direction. It's more, I'll try to make an analogy. It's analog compared to internet or, you know, video games or anything like that. This is just, at its base, it's a deck of cards that have been adapted to football in the face of all this other technology that everybody is playing games on phones and PlayStation and things like that, you know, Madden, NFL, et cetera, this goes completely in the opposite direction. And I think that's just, well, obviously it's totally unique. I just think it's a great idea. So you say you have a Kickstarter campaign. Talk about that for a little bit here.
Yeah, so Kickstarter is a crowdfunding platform that a lot of different like entrepreneurs and board game creators use. And so I decided I didn't do it for Elevator Up, but I decided I'd give it a try for Fourth Down as a way to try to help me be able to fund the marketing efforts so I can really share Fourth Down with as many people as possible to really get people excited about it, because, you know, I am just a college sophomore. I need all the help I can get. And so that's the goal.
Yeah. You're a college sophomore. What's your major?
Manufacturing and design engineering.
Well, what do you know? That sounds perfect. So what I'm getting from this is that Fourth Down is not actually, is it available to buy now?
Yeah, so through Kickstarter, you can pre-order it. So I'm selling it for you can buy one Fourth Down for $9, and then there's some other packages where there's other savings where you can get multiple Fourth Downs or some Fourth Down merch. But they won't ship out until September, because that's when I'll be doing the full Fourth Down launch, where I'll be launching on Amazon and hopefully a bunch of retailers as well.
Well, I hope you come back on the air with us then.
I'd love to.
I think it's great that I didn't realize that you launched the Kickstarter campaign yesterday. And when I was first told about this, I was completely intrigued by it on so many different levels. Not the least of which was that you were a sophomore at Northwestern. And I went back in my own memory as to what I was doing when I was a sophomore in college, and it was nothing close to this, I can tell you that. where was I going with this? So your brain, let's talk about that for a minute. Being able to design an actual card game, I could never do it. You know, you described a bit how you play the game, but do you visualize, first of all the interactions? What comes first for a game like Fourth Down?
Yeah, so I think the most important thing with Fourth Down and Elevator Up as well, because at their core, they have very similar mechanics. Mm-hmm. They have a few differences in terms of their specific rules, and just because their different themes are going to be different. But at their core, they're from the same place. And that is the game that I came up with starting around when I was 12. And over the years, I just kept adapting it and revising it. And I think that's what's made the mechanics strong. Because right. from Elevator Up, a lot of the feedback I got was from non-elevator enthusiasts is that they loved the mechanics, but the theme didn't speak to them. So they wanted right. those mechanics right. with a different theme that they could relate to on a personal level more. And so I think what made them strong is they came about very naturally. At the time, I wasn't forcing anything. I wasn't trying to make right. something. It happened like over time naturally, and it had lots of years of iteration for it to come about.
Well, thanks for being with us. Congratulations. I hope Fourth Down is a huge success. Have a good night.
Thank you so much for having me.
You betcha. Wow. That is an amazing concept. Northwestern University sophomore Harrison Brooks. And, you know, like anything else these days, you can Google it, go to YouTube. There are demonstrations of how the game is played. You take a look at what the cards look like, which is some very, complete professional graphics on these cards. And the strategy, and as he's attempting to do all the excitement of football in a deck of cards. I just love that phrase.